Darnalla dismissed Aaron and Sayo, presumably so she, Satil, and Senator Amriss could take private counsel with Master Zim. With nothing to do and nothing more to say, Aaron returned to her chambers to... do what? She did not know what to do. She felt as if she should be doing something, but she had no idea what. So she ate without tasting, paced the floor, and meditated, trying to keep the pain at bay by staying busy. When that did not work, she checked the HoloNet for news. Unsurprisingly, the reports were filled with breathless speculation about the Imperial attack on Coruscant and what it meant for the peace negotiations. She could not bear the sound of the newscasters, so she muted the vid screen. There was no footage of Coruscant post-attack, so Aaron assumed the Empire must have jammed communications. Instead, the footage showed old images of the Republic's capital. Millions of speeders, swoops, and air cars moved in organized lines above the landscape of Duracrete and Transparisteel. Thousands of pedestrians strode the autowalks and plazas. The image changed to a view of the Jedi Temple taken from an airborne recorder. Aaron could not take her eyes from the image. The towers, the tiered layers of the structure. Towering statues of old masters, lightsabers pointed skyward, lined the broad avenue that led to the enormous doors to the temple. She remembered the sense of wonder she'd felt walking under those statues for the first time, side by side with Master Zallo. She'd been a child, and the temple and the statues had seemed impossibly big.
"This will be your home now, Aaron,"
Master Zallo had said, and smiled at her in his way. She wondered how the temple looked now, after the attack. Wondered if it even still stood. She imagined Master Zallo, commanding the Jedi Knights and Padawans, fighting Sith warriors in the shadows of those statues, just as she had fought the Sith warrior in the midst of the Alderaanian statues. She imagined him falling, dying. Tears welled anew. She tried to fight them, but failed. She could not level out her emotional state, wasn't even sure she wanted to. The pain of Master Zallo's death was all she had left of him. A thought struck her, and the thought transformed into an urgent need, an idea rooted in her mind, in her gut, and she could not unseat it. She wanted to know the name and face of Master Zallo's murderer. She wanted to see him. She had to see him. And if she could see the Sith, learn his name, then she could avenge Master Zallo. The more she pondered the notion, the more needful it became. But she could learn nothing on Alderaan as part of a peace negotiation. She knew what Zim, Darnalla, and Amriss would decide, what they must decide. They would put up a show of negotiating, then they would accept whatever terms the Sith offered. They would betray the memory of Master Zallo, of all the Jedi who had fought and fallen at the temple.